Heavenly Father, we praise you for your loving kindness, and we thank you that we can feed our souls, our spirits, from your word, and that you nourish us every day. Greetings, saints. Our reading is Matthew 21, verse 17 to 19, NLT. Then he returned to Bethany, where he stayed overnight. In the morning, as Jesus was returning to Jerusalem, he was hungry, and he noticed a fig tree beside the road. He went over to see if there were any figs on it, but there were only leaves. Then he said to it, "May you never bear fruit again." And immediately the fig tree withered up. Now, it seems to me from the scriptures that bearing fruit is very important to God. That's why Jesus gave this object lesson of using a fig tree to show that a tree that is not bearing fruit is not doing God's will. Now, there are seasons where trees bear fruit and where they don't bear fruit, but that is not the issue here. The issue is that in the spiritual life, it's always fruit-bearing season, and so we need to be bearing fruit. In Mark 4, verse 20 in the TPT, "But the seed sown on good soil represents those who open their hearts to receive the word, and their lives bear good fruit. Some yield a harvest of 30, 60, even 100 times more than was sown." So from there it's evident that a believer, a person who turns to God, is automatically geared towards bearing fruit. Again in Luke 13, verse 6 to 9, he also spoke this parable. "A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came seeking fruit on it and found none. Then he said to the keeper of his vineyard, 'Look, for 3 years I have come seeking fruit on this fig tree and find none. Cut it down. Why does it use up the ground?' But he answered and said to him, 'Sir, let it alone this year also, until I dig around it and fertilize it. And if it bears fruit, well, and if not, after that you can cut it down.'" Pretty drastic. So this was a case where it was not bearing fruit in the fruit-bearing season for like 3 years. So in this case, there might have been something wrong with the soil and maybe not enough fertilizer. This is why the gardener offered to tend it another year to see if it would solve the problem. And if that did solve the problem, then it would carry on bearing fruit and the problem would be solved. But if it did not bear fruit, even with all of that tender loving care from the gardener, the fertilizer and the digging around and loosening the roots and whatever it had to be done, even with that kind of care, it still didn't bear fruit, then it would have been cut down. So a fruitless tree is a very serious thing in God's kingdom. Again, in Luke 3, verse 8 to 9 in KJV, "Therefore bear fruits worthy of repentance, and do not begin to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' For I say to you that God is able to raise up children to Abraham from these stones. And even now the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Therefore every tree which does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire." Again, the thinking of some of those people was that they had it made because they were descendants of Abraham. But being a descendant of Abraham isn't good enough. You need to be a born-again believer and thereby able to bear fruit. As someone wisely said, it's not your earthly heritage that counts, it's your heavenly heritage that counts. And the kind of fruit that you bear depends on what you feed your soul on and what you feed your spirit on. Luke 6, verse 43 to 45, "For a good tree does not bear bad fruit, nor does a bad tree bear good fruit. For every tree is known by its own fruit. For men do not gather figs from thorns, nor do they gather grapes from a bramble bush. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth evil. For out of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaks." And Jesus in the Gospels also said that it is not what you eat that defiles you, it's what you speak that defiles you, because your words come out of your heart, and the heart is not the blood pumper heart, it's the spirit heart that they're talking about. That's in the Gospels. It is important to note that what you do, your acts, your deeds, cannot get you to heaven, cannot save you. In Acts 13, verse 38 to 39, "So listen, friends, Through this Jesus, the forgiveness of sins is offered to you. Everyone who believes in him is set free from sin and guilt, something the law of Moses had no power to do. And Galatians says the same thing. We cannot be saved by the law, the Old Testament law, only by grace. In James 2, verse 17 to 20, TPT. So then, faith that doesn't involve action is phony. But someone might object and say, one person has faith and another person has works. Go ahead then and prove to me that you have faith without works, and I will show you faith by my works as proof that I believe. You can believe all you want that there is one true God. That's wonderful. But even the demons know this and tremble with fear before him. Yet they are unchanged. They remain demons. O feeble sons of Adam, do you need further evidence that faith divorced from good works is phony? So we cannot earn our salvation. Jesus paid the price for our salvation. But we do obey God. And that's what the works are all about. It's when he asks us to do something to help somebody in this planet to further his kingdom. That's when we need to obey and do what he asks us to do. So, shine your light.